Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
G'day, Janelle Archdale. My beautiful mother. Jack Archdale here, your son from the We Mean Well podcast. Mm-hmm. Lou's here as well.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Welcome.
Welcome, Janelle.
So good to have you here.
Janelle, if you have any semblance of respect for not only yourself, but me as your son, I would refrain from listening to this episode. Thank you so much. See you on the other side.
Dothith, lend me your ears.
Lended.
We must start voting for doing time and nerdy bra on the Hottest 100.
Correct.
How fun would that be? You're listening to the Hottest 100. It's a hot, hot day and you're listening to the Hottest 100 and you're drinking drinks and then bloody number 86, you're here doing time. And it's us two old jokers.
But seriously, the way that this started was we saw something on Sportsbet. When Nerdy Bra was up there to get on the Hottest 100, it was paying $10. Then it's gone. And we were like, what the
cheeky
hell?
Cheeky senoritas.
This could be real shit. Because, I don't know, what's doing time sitting out on Spotify?
About 18,000 listens
bad,
or
sister.
Downloads or whatever.
Fucking Nerdy Bra sitting at about 200 odd.
Yeah.
252.
Which, to be fair, we only released Doing Time about 3 weeks ago.
Correctamundi.
So that's a lot when you think about it in terms of
mathematically
terms,
it is.
Judge.
So we're going to, it's done 232,000 Nerdy Bra. Yeah, Doing Time, 18,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty red hot shit.
We would absolutely love if you guys would vote for us for the Hottest 100, because that would be fucking hilarious, basically.
Yeah. And listen, for selfish reasons, for my own selfish reasons, I'm going to be at a wedding on the day before the bloody Hottest 100 comes out.
Mm.
I've got a recovery afterwards wearing bloody noosa.
Oh,
so
day
if I'm
after.
At a pool smashing fucking grogs and either Nerdy Bra or Doing Time comes up on the fucking Triple J Hottest 100, I think I'll
shit
cut my cock off and die happily.
Okay.
That's me done. So we'll be I Mean Well from then on. So get in there. We're going to we'll put links in our bio
We'll make sure we're smart senoritas and make it easy for you guys.
Dude, imagine, wishful thinking even getting one of those tunes onto the Hottest 100. Imagine the kids double up.
Oh.
Imagine if the kids double up.
Imagine if mummy and daddy get a double whammy.
It's very, and now could you clarify who mummy and?
Well, I'm mummy.
Your mummy.
And your daddy, by the way.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's very good stuff.
It's very good.
So we're going to just punish you guys with reminders to vote. We're going to have the links in the bio, so we'll make it easy. We'll just we just want a little campaign run.
Yeah.
To see if we can get it on. And then if we do, it'll be one of the wildest fucking things of all time.
Would actually be so funny.
It'd be hilarious.
We just need to get literally in the 90 to 100 and we'll be happy.
Mate, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care if we're number 100.
I don't care.
I just want to play.
Where we are.
We just want.
If it gets in.
It's two very happy senoritas.
Oh, it's two very happy senoritas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll get all that info to you, mate. We'll bloody be plugging it. We'll have links. We'll do all the shit.
We'll be clever.
Now, what else? That about us?
I think we're done now, aren't we?
That about us? Right.
I think we are good to go. Sorry. All right. See ya. It was great having you here, Jack. Oh, cool. Okay, Josh has been told to stand by his Apple Watch. Sit down. No, I've been told to stand. Sit down. You can exercise after. Where do your priorities lie? Here. Dothoth here.
Doth here, sorry.
You know, the other day I went for a hot girl lap.
Shock horror.
Random for me. It was very bizarre. I thought, you know what? I feel like going for a walk today.
Wow.
So I put my joggers on and I just went for a trot around Rose Bay. Yes. It's often where I walk, if you didn't know.
Is that the yarn?
No. Okay. There's okay. More to it.
Good.
And I bumped into a friend and we were just talking, a male friend. And he goes, what's that on your face? And I was a bit hungover. I was like, what? He's like, what's that? I had tomato sauce on my left cheek. Oh, because shit. I'd been demolishing hot chippies before I left the house.
Oh, were you hung?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. Like scratched it off.
That's a lot of loo. There's a lot of loo in that.
I felt very embarrassed when I walked away.
Yeah. It's like, that's why you got to be careful if you're ever walking out of orgies. Same thing can happen.
What?
What? Same thing can happen.
What?
Speaking of cum, dude,
no,
I.
No,
dude.
What?
Dude, I'm so sorry. Lou, I had the funniest bedwetter come up to me on the place. Lou.
Where is this going?
I was on the plane the other day flying back from this Bucks in Townsville. Oh, I didn't even talk about the Bucks. I've got to spin some yarns about that. Okay. But I'm on the plane coming back from this Bucks in Townsville I had last weekend. Sitting there very fucking hungover, feeling sorry for myself, like just get me through this plane flight. This bird is walking to me so sheepishly. And I'm like, okay, she's a bedwetter or something. She wasn't a bedwetter, her boyfriend was. And she goes, this is how she approached me on a plane. Children everywhere. People everywhere. She goes, hi, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But are you the baked cum guy?
I'm like,
well, yeah, I think I'm a little more than the baked cum.
I think we're all baked cum guys,
yeah,
aren't we?
Well, yeah. Technically, yeah, we all are. Fuck, I pissed myself. Oh. And I was like, yes. And she's like, I'm so sorry. My boyfriend, he thinks that is the funniest thing in the world. Can I get a photo? I'm like, yeah, of course. And I just was giggling for the next. Like, I was like, she's just walked up to it.
In front of all these people as well.
I was like, dude, that's the funniest way to come up and approach someone. Are you the baked cum
guy?
I
was out for lunch when I was back in Christchurch with Jill and Franco, my parents.
Right.
Yes, right. And I was telling them how you told me that your dad called you and was like, g'day, Jacko. Your mum's not very happy with you. You're talking about baked cum on the podcast. And Jill and Franco were crying. And I was like, see, like, he gets it as well from his parents.
Yeah, mum was not happy. Yeah. But at the end of the day.
You're not our target audience.
Maybe I should actually, well then if she wasn't happy with that, maybe I should chuck a little disclaimer. Can I chuck a disclaimer pre this podcast saying, I'll do it now?
Yeah, that was probably one of the most fucked things you've ever said. But I loved it. And I think it got like 20 million views or some shit on TikTok.
Yeah, it went pretty ham, didn't it?
It did. Not Christmas ham.
I said the same joke last episode.
Well, I love Christmas ham, Judge.
It's a great point.
I love it. Oh, will you come over for a Christmas ham?
Oh,
I'll have a Christmas dinner, me, you, and Steph.
Sugar.
And Kev.
Sugar, that's my shit.
Yeah.
You know how much fucking ham I deep throat through the Christmas season? It is unreal.
And it lasts for days. And I would eat ham 10 days later.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Just keep it wet. Keep it moist.
A ham sammy, like a thick Christmas ham sam.
Bit of beaded mustard on it. What is it?
Whole grain.
You know that shit.
Yeah, and a little bit horseradish. Horseradish.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
But the sweeter, like the sweeter that fucking coating is. You know that honey baked.
Franco
ham?
Does a phenomenal honey. A champagne ham honey.
I don't doubt that for a second.
It glazes it. He loves his Christmas ham.
Franco has honey baked ham written all over it.
Yeah. Oh, if you saw Franco walking down the street, you'd go, that guy knows how to bake a Christmas ham.
Yeah, correct.
He just screams it.
Correct. He'd have a tea towel over his left shoulder.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just getting all fucking shit spices and shit, whatever, I don't know.
He's putting you know.
He's got marinade, he's marinating it.
What's those little fucking things you like put in the crosses? There's like some little aniseed or something.
Yeah, something.
So he's putting those in.
You know?
And he's going, Dotheth, don't interrupt me in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's got the some Christmas Sinatra. Ham. He's got a glass of wine. Yep. He's got some Sinatra playing.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not allowed anywhere near
the kitchen.
He's
in his element. I'm hungry.
I would like a Christmas ham. When does ham come out? They seem to have released Easter eggs.
It's not a fucking
eggs.
Album. Hey, kid.
Hey, Dior.
Hey, kid.
Find the release date of ham.
You could probably duck into the supermarket and find yourself some ham right fucking now, Lou, I think.
But you know what I mean.
I got a theory. Supermarkets house ham all year round.
Not the crazy hams. It's hard to find those the big Christmas
hams. I reckon they'd have crams all year round. Mm. Just not in such bloody...
I remember one radio show I worked at. I worked in radio, right?
In what sort of time slot?
Breakfast.
Fucking hell, no.
No, well...
No idea.
When I worked in one radio station back in New Zealand, I remember one year we all got as our Christmas bonus a Christmas ham.
So did I when I worked in radio.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I worked in radio.
Jake Edward Archdale.
Yeah, correct.
Worked in breakfast. Wow, mate, by God, we've been doing this, nearly 1.8 years? And
there you go. I also worked, we used to work at the same station, in fact. No. When I left, you actually started just a couple months after me.
Oh, my, that's just.
Isn't that fair? Sliding doors.
I find stuff like this, it's just like, it soothes my soul.
Sliding
you know?
Doors.
It's like, we just missed each other, like nights in the dark.
Like ships in the night.
Ships in the night.
Yeah, not nights in the dark. Often, not as a popular saying as ships in the night.
Well, it's still
missed each other like nights in the dark.
It still works.
I guess you're right because there could be armor clunking knights back in medieval times walking along.
Exactly
they can hear,
what I was thinking.
Cannot see. Well, you weren't.
I was imagining them on horses riding towards each other with those big spears and the armor things.
Jousting. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's really interesting, Jake.
Really interesting, Laura. it's got my brain.
Would you like to go forth with the next?
I want to actually speak about this. Can I spin some yarns about this box?
Yeah, so what's that? All right, I'm back.
Oh, Laura's gone. So I had this box last weekend.
Were you bucking around?
Well, we actually did go to the PBR.
Yeah, that looked loose.
It's fun. A lot of fun. A lot of good
it's
bedwetters
like
there.
The Spanish Bulls, but in Townsville.
Not even fucking similar.
No.
Nothing similar to that. No, they don't kill the Bulls with fucking spears and shit.
What? So
that's Spanish bullfight. That's what happens in bullfighting. They avoid the bull and they stick him until the bull eventually dies and they kill it. In bull riding, you just ride him.
Sorry, I didn't know that, but I was also thinking of the one where they run down the street.
That's the running of the bulls.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, Lou, we didn't do the running of the bulls. They didn't release a fuckload of bulls into Townsville.
Someone was on the bulls?
Right, this is the...
Am I right?
No.
Okay.
So...
Doth continue.
So listen up.
I'm so sorry. I'm listening. I've got both ears perched up and about.
Usually when someone's listening, they're not fucking talking.
Well, I could listen and talk, but you go forth. I'm quiet now. Go, please. Dotheth, continue. Well, if you'd like to be silent, I can continue with the speaking.
That's what my therapist told me I need to do when you go off the chain.
Right, so you're now seeing someone because of me. I see how it is.
I should start seeing a therapist because of this, probably.
Oh, I am your therapist. The Juan Alfonso. I was just like, oh, my God, like, shut up. Seriously.
Anyway, I was at this Bucks on the weekend in Townsville. What a shindig. About 30 of us. We fucking ripped and teared like there was no tomorrow. There was no rip. Put it this way. There was no ripping and tearing. Any more ripping and tearing. Shut the fuck up. There's no more ripping and tearing I could do.
I've got my finger raised because just a question. Am I allowed to ask questions throughout the story? I've got one already.
Yeah.
Why Townsville?
Because PBR was on. We liked the PBR. Townsville's pretty fucking loose.
Okay. Hand down. I'll pop it up again when I want to ask another question.
Thank you so much.
What does PBR mean?
Pro bull riding.
Okay.
So there's a pro bull riding circuit.
Sorry, I didn't put my hand
up.
Yeah,
I was about to say, yours. Fingers up.
Yeah, correct. Fingers up.
It's a new rule in the podcast. Anytime you want to ask a question, someone's talking.
Fingers up to do it. Now, so basically I was, Jesus. We went up there and we were like, this is going to be a good weekend. Now in Townsville, they got scooters to get you around everywhere.
They got them here.
Those electric scooters, but they are like the primary source of fucking transport. Everyone's on them. And it's like from fucking 60-year-olds to fucking 8-year-olds to drunkards to sober, everyone's on these scooters.
You're not allowed to be on them drunk, but sure.
But you are. Everyone is.
You're not.
So we get in groups to go to the PBR on the Friday night and we're like pretty pumped. So we sort of go in different little mobs or whatever.
Mm.
Anyway, get to the PBR. Buck's been hit by a car on the way to the PBR on his scooter, the Buck. Stubby got whacked by a vehicle, has taken off.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No, you should be laughing. It was fucking hilarious. We get there, we're like, where's Stubby? Like, oh, he got hit by a fucking car. We're like, what? He's like, is he all good? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so, anyway, keep in mind, Stub was...
He'd had a few.
Sober, actually. He was sober. So he got hit by a car. The bloke jumps out being like, what the fuck, mate? And... he's ripped off the bloke's side mirror. Like, he got fucking towed up. Stubby's like, both my fucking shoes fell off my feet. He's like, I got fed by this vehicle. Bloke jumps out. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, mate, you just hit me with your fucking vehicle. The bloke was like, this is fucking bullshit. And then a couple of the boys are a bit fiery. And they're like, I think it's probably best if you get the fuck back in your vehicle and you just fuck off. Forget this ever happened.
Should you be telling this story?
Yeah, it's fine. He hit him.
Okay.
Anyway, Stubby gets into the PBR. He's already been hit by a vehicle and we're like, well, we're going to hit you with another surprise, buddy. You're the halftime show. You're getting in a bull costume. You've got to run around, like it's like a barrel race. So you've got to put your hand or your head on this barrel, run around it, get really dizzy, and then you've got to run around these obstacles.
Well, that sounds fun.
Fun. But Stubby is in a certain state. Probably concussed from the car ride. Also, a few grogs at the PBR, so he's fucking... he's Christmas tree lit. And he was so lit, he had lost the ability to talk. So before the PBR, they're like, mate, is he all right to go out there? And the boy's like, yeah, mate, he's fucking sweet. He always does this. He's just a mute. Fucking gets out there. And one of the host was like, okay, I think this guy is terrified. Let's get his face up on the big screen. This guy is terrified. And he's trying to talk to Scully. He's like, how are you feeling, man? And Scully's just got like this blank, dead stare. Just looking at it. And he just looks at the guy. You feeling okay, buddy? Scully just like stares straight through him. Looks up, sees himself on the screen. Nothing's computing. Just looking around. So they like get the camera off him. He goes,
like, why are we letting this guy on?
Oh, mate. It was just the most fun. Anyway. Get fucked up, have a great night, blah, 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 blah. Wake up the next morning, Scully's brother. We're like, where's Simon? They're like, Simon's in hospital. We're like, why is Simon in hospital? They're like, he's come off a scooter. He tried to go through like a signpost through the middle of it. He's like clipped the signpost. It's thrown himself, snapped his arm in half.
What?
Snapped his arm in half under the elbow. So Simon, we're all at Macca's, fucking Dusty's fuck the next morning. Simon walks over in a sling. We're like, have they casted that up? Apparently they don't cast him anymore. He's like, so what is it, a hairline fracture? He's like, no, I've snapped my arm below the elbow. I go, are you okay? He's like, yeah, they've given me heaps of like oxy, so I'm all good. So he just sat around like, snapped his arm in half.
Did he keep drinking?
Yeah. And
I'd be on the first flight home.
Another bloke who shall not be named, tried to do a backflip off one of the scooters, like, which is so, like, just, and he took all the, like, honestly, it looked like a burn. He took that much skin off the elbow, gravel all through it, all off his hip, off his knees, off his other elbow. Like,
can I just say, this is, Jack, this is a group of grown men.
Exactly.
33 to 35-year-olds.
Exactly right.
Sounds like something that would happen at school.
Exactly right. That's what we were saying all weekend. We're like, we are adult humans.
and nothing has changed.
But when you get that mob back together, I know. But it's like when you're in that situation, it's a Bucks. You're also excited to see each other. You don't see these blokes too often. You do revert back into like where you
were. That's a lot of injuries.
It was.
Like a fair amount of injuries, and not like minor ones.
On the first night, the Buck didn't get let into the bloody, this club called Mad Cow in Townsville, get let in. So I see him outside and he is, one eye's going this way, one eye's going that way. And I'm like, there's no way Stubby's getting in. Anyway, the bouncers were like, absolutely fucking not. There was a bar 20 metres down the road. Let him in. So the boys are all like, Stubby's been let into the bar down the road. It's like, it's his Bucks. We've got to be with him. And I go, yeah, that's fair. That's completely fair. So we round up the crew. We're like, righto, let's go down to this next bar and we'll be with Stubby. Understand why they let him in. Mad Cow was like dancing people, having fun. It was a big vibe. Everyone's having a great time. Get into this new joint. Walk out the back. There's like six of my mates sitting around a table with Stubby, who is mute, cannot talk. There's one like old bloke leaning over around leathering a durry. He would have been 75 with a woman that looked like she was from ancient Greece and she's just lived forever. Also drilling a durry. They're just both, and I'm like, well, this is...
So they needed the crowd.
Well, this is a great vibe.
They needed the crowd.
It was fucked.
They needed you guys to ramp things up.
Yeah, and it was... Anyway, it was a big shindig, mate. So we had a lot of fun.
It sounds like you had a big old weekend.
There was... Yeah.
I was pretty mature. I had the lunch at 1 p.m. and I was home by 11:15 p.m. Cool. Sorry. Yeah, lunch 1 p.m.
Yes.
And then I was home by 11.
Don't confuse yourself. 11
p.m.
You were right.
I was right.
You were okay.
It's a big stint, but very tame from me.
But that's a good. That's what I like about them.
Started
like
early,
on the second
early.
Day, yeah, we started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Like we had a pool party thing the whole day, and mate, I was smoked by like 10 p.m.
Yeah, perfect. And then you wake up. I wouldn't say not hungover, but
it wasn't
okay.
It wasn't great.
Yeah,
because I had the Inspired Unemployed Boys thing on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Inspired Unemployed Boys for fucking their fragrance launch. Had that Wednesday.
I'm sad I missed that.
It was a shindig, mate.
Christchurch.
It was a shindig, mate. So that was fun. And then Thursday, had another shindig. Then into the Bucks Friday, Saturday. So Sunday, I was like.
So you're loose.
Well,
you're a loose unit.
It's just silly season, mate. And it's dropping me.
It's not an excuse.
It is dropping me.
It's not an excuse, Jack. Have some self-control. Sorry. Jake would.
Sorry, Laura.
Thank you. Back to you in the studio. Least Likes Categories.
What?
Least Likes Categories.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, guys, we're about to play Scategories. You know what that means. I'm going to win and Judge is going to lose.
Lou might get her first dub on the board this one, guys. I'm not feeling smart. Come off a four-day bender. You know what I mean?
You're just trying to preface that if you do lose.
Don't use words like preface.
Shut
just because we're playing
mouth.
A word game.
Shut your mouth.
Drop a
shut
word.
Your mouth. Okay. You promise you haven't turned it over? Shot
look.
Me. Okay. Cheater.
Fucking dickhead.
Hey.
All right, let's see what letter we get. F.
F.
F. Okay.
Battle.
Wait, let me just get this timer
tell
up.
Us when.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
God, I'm good.
Pens down.
God, I'm good.
Oop, yes. How many did you get? All of them?
All of them. How many did you get?
All except for one.
Well.
Ooh, okay. Let's go. First up. Professions.
Firefighter.
Finance, bro.
Yeah. Number two, things you do with your feet.
Flip.
Fiddle.
Yeah. You could
fiddle them together.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean flip your feet?
You use your feet to flip.
Yeah, I guess I'll give you that.
Well, it's way better than fiddle. You don't fiddle anything with your fucking feet.
Names for boys.
Fred.
I got Fred too.
Why didn't you do fucking Franco like you fucking should have?
Maybe I used it for another answer.
Oh, okay. So ooh, definitely wrong that answer then. That's okay, great.
So no points
did
there.
You put an X for that one? Because you don't get it because I got it.
Correct. Sorry.
Words ending in ing.
Fucking.
And that's why you were giggling, wasn't like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah. I knew that.
Firing.
Firing. All right. 1 point each. Boring things.
Food.
Franco.
Oh. Food.
Sometimes he could be boring.
Wrecked.
I love my dad, but sometimes he could be boring.
Wrecked.
I know I needed to use Franco somewhere, and I thought, I won't use it for the name because you were going to do that.
Oh, what? That's what I thought, the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well.
This is a game.
I love you, Dad, but sometimes you can be boring.
Sorry, Franco, you're boring.
No, I love you, but.
No, you're boring.
So sorry.
Your daughter hates you.
Hang on, let's take that back. Food.
Yeah, food, boring. If I could have a beige paste, I'd just do it.
That's a stretch to me, Dior.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, sorry. Isn't boring subjective? Thank you so much, guys. Continue.
He's a little prince, isn't he?
And he's trying to move on quickly because he knows his
wife. Yeah, he's a little brave. He's a little king.
Run me through how it's not subjective.
He's a little king.
But how is food? But food is neither exciting nor boring. It's a necessity of life.
To whom?
To whom, Dior?
No, I was just saying the word tomb.
To whom?
I was saying the word tomb. I just had a little syllable in it. Thank you, guys. Move it on.
I don't know about that one.
Move it on.
Lou? Thoughts?
If we can give Lou the fucking shit that she talks about.
Hey, don't you speak about me like that, you ignorant little fuck.
Continue.
Continue.
Number six, types of technology.
Flight.
Fossil radiology.
What?
Yeah,
can we look up fossil radiology?
It's a thing.
It is a thing. Like how they carbon find dating and stuff.
Is it fossil radiology?
How do you think they find? There we go. Fossil radiology. CT scans for fossils. Tick. Done.
Got to give it to her.
If you get food, then she gets that.
I made it up in my head. Food's but fuck it, I won.
Oh, it's very clever.
Things you eat with a spoon.
Froget. Frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Suck me off at the next train station, bruh. What?
Is it Fijawas?
What's Fijawas?
They're a New Zealand fruit. They're phenomenal. They're my favourite.
Show me a Fijawa. Yeah. How do you spell it?
It's like F-E-J-O-I-A-S. Fijawa.
F-E-J-O-I.
There. Yeah. Oh, fuck. They're so good. So they're like a kiwi fruit. You spoon them out.
Sorry?
Sorry.
Well, maybe I'll eat a Fijawa instead.
Yeah, well, that would be more appropriate than eating shit.
No, I didn't get eight.
Oh, found in a junk drawer.
I did. Felt tip.
Yeah.
Duffeth is smart.
Number nine, notorious people.
Frank Sinatra.
I got Frank Sinatra too.
Fuck.
Oh.
Shit.
We might get this one.
10, things that are bright.
Fire.
Finance workers.
Not a fucking.
They are.
No,
they are very smart boys. They're very clever, aren't they?
Okay, bright as in you've taken it differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to give it to her.
Yes. I mean, again, that's subjective, but
you're
I'll give it to you.
You're being very kind
yeah,
today.
Yeah, correct. It is. Well, it is subjective.
11, necessary appointments.
Finish.
What?
If you're studying Finnish, the language.
But that's not really necessary, is
Why
it?
Why not? Because if you're learning the language, right?
Mine was fingernails, which obviously is a necessity because I must get these cuticles done.
It's true.
Look, I think those are both as unnecessary as each other, maybe.
Correct, but it just depends. See, this is what I mean, this game, bro.
Mm. All right, last one, things you recycle.
Flags.
Fuck boys. Because you're bringing
give
back.
Give it to her.
You're bringing back.
Do you recycle flags?
Probably not.
I don't know.
I don't know. Can you recycle flags? Surely you can recycle a flag.
Recyclable. Can yeah, okay.
Sending
you can, yeah, you can.
There you
okay.
go.
Lou got it.
I won.
I got 9 out of 12.
Now go on. Tell me your favourite things about me since I'm now a winner and you're a loser.
Favourite things about you. You... Sometimes after this podcast ends, we get to go our separate ways. What else? What else is my favorite thing about you?
That feels more.
What else is my favorite thing about
something
you?
Something that feels more like you don't
I know,
like me
I
around.
Can, I don't have to answer. I can screen your calls when you call me. What else are my favorite things about you? Your personality.
Huh.
What else is my favorite things about you?
Feels very hard for you to think of things.
Oh. you've got you. Sometimes it's hard for me to think of things about you, which is one of my favorite things about you. What else about you? You can wear hats.
That feels like
I love
enough.
That. It feels like enough. Dior, you got a favorite thing about Lou?
Everything about Lou is my favorite.
Mm. Even her blatant racism.
Especially her blatant racism. Okay. But most of all, the fact that she puts up with you, Jarch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, excuse me, you naughty senoritas.
You take that because you're the loser.
Hey, proud of you. You know what, actually, I'm proud of you. No. Okay, this is not one of my favourite things about you, but I'm impressed by it. The way your brain works sometimes, because I was thinking of bright things and you're thinking, no, bright, different. Recyclable things, I'm thinking, what do you recycle? You're thinking, fuck boys.
I am quite clever.
You're quite clever creative.
And creative.
You're creative.
I'm a CC. Creative, clever.
You're a cook cunt.
Oh, okay. Red light, green light.
Red light, green light, bitches. All right. I'm going to kick off our red light, green light.
Please. Dothith, go forth.
Yeah. As you know, this is a highbrow podcast, so I thought I'd keep it highbrow. Mm. This is something that a bedwetter actually hit me up in real life about. It was a real life red light, green light from her brother Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Red light, green light. Cupcaking yourself, breathing it in, and then blowing it in your sister's face. Red light, green light. Cupcaking yourself, let me just say that again. You you then proceed to breathe it in like this. You get it sucked in there. Then you go, find your sister with your breath. I go, and blow the fart.
So you've vaped your own fart.
Correct. Instead of cherry red vape flavour, we've got dooty fart vape flavour. Okay. Well, is that a red light or a green light for you, personally?
Look. Jack, it's a tough one, but I'm going to go that would be a red.
I'll agree with you on this one, Louisa. I spoke.
Did you say we'd agree on red?
I think we'll agree on red. Mm-hmm. I spoke to the bloke on FaceTime. She FaceTimed him. She's like, red light, green light. And I go, what? She's like, that's what my brother did to me the other day. I'm like, you're joking. She goes, nah, not. I spoke to him. He's like, yeah, it's fucking pissy. He's like, I just cupcake myself. I breathe it into my lung, blow it out, and it still smells like fart as he breathes it out. How fucked, mate.
It's actually probably the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
And he was a good-looking, normal bloke. So proud of it.
Pete, that's nothing to be proud of, mate.
It was fucking the rarest shit. I couldn't stop asking her questions. I'm like, wait, so when he breathed it, like, did it engulf? She's like, engulf. It was just like a fart, but from his mouth. And I'm like, oh, my
Imagine if he,
God.
Like, left the house without brushing his teeth and he just smelled.
Oh, God, it actually makes me sick.
That's actually the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, Pete.
Yeah.
That you should probably be quite ashamed.
Now, I was pretty fucking blind when this was all going on, so I did write Pete, could have been Jason. So,
Jason, you're a sick fuck.
Listen, Jimothy, it's fucking wrong. It's wrong. Kick your foot.
Hey.
Now, what do you got for me?
Okay. Red light, green light. Watching TikToks on loud around people.
Red.
Green.
Of course you're a fucking green. This is the thing. It all goes back to it's Lou's world and we're living it.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you see what I mean?
I'm not on super loud.
It doesn't.
Like, loud enough.
Yeah, correct, Amundi. You know. Loud enough. But run me through why you think that's okay.
Because it's like not super loud.
But run me through why you think that's okay.
Because it's not super distracting.
But it is distracting, isn't it?
But I don't have it on super loud.
How loud? Play it.
Okay. I'll play some music as loud as I would have it going. Okay. Be like this. That's not distracting to you, is it?
Disrespectful.
It's not distracting to you.
It's disrespectful.
Can you hear it? It's barely loud for you.
It's about...
It's a tune.
You know what you've also done? Yeah, that's more your speed.
It's about that
that's
time.
That's more your speed. Now you got to cut it. Turn that off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Because we got a video taken off YouTube for having a song on it. It had a copyright infringement.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sorry, YouTube. We're so sorry.
So.
Well, I think
honestly, it's bullshit that it was that low as well.
But also, because I don't have to worry about it now. I live on my own. I can fucking play it as loud as I want. I could put it over my Amazon Alexa speakers. What is that feeling sad? That feeling really sad?
Sorry,
I live on my own.
Sorry, buddy.
I can play TikTok as loud as I want. Because to me, that sounds like heaven.
My cats don't even care.
Not a cat girl, but I will be a bunny girl soon.
Blue wants to get a rabbit.
Called
and
Buster.
I'm like, do not get a fucking rabbit.
Buster the bunny.
You won't. This is the thing. You'll neglect it.
I will not. I'll bring him here.
You'll get. No, you won't.
I will.
I don't want it.
In this little hutch. And he'll sit here and go. Oh, have I showed you my trick? Ready?
Yeah. Gee whiz. A lot, of ick, like a lot of ick to that, isn't there?
I'll just take that down from my top lip. Anyone was wondering what I was doing, I sneeze and then I go,
hit her top lip.
And I lose my top lip like a bunny. I think from Judge's reaction, I perhaps won't be doing that one again.
Look, you maybe find a different group. Trial it with them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But please don't get a rabbit. Because I'll put my foot on its head and I'll pull its back legs.
Stop that. That's not funny.
And I'll end it.
It's not funny to speak of Buster.
Sorry, but Buster doesn't exist. They stink. It'll eat all your shit.
You stink? You don't see me stomping on your head. Yeah, you big smelly fuck.
We don't live together. You big smelly fuck.
No wonder you're having so many baths lately.
You big smelly fuck. But we don't live together. Now, it'll nibble on all your shit.
I live under your stairs.
Oh, yeah.
You've not seen me in that little cupboard.
No, I have. And I love making your little meals and shoving it through the little hole in the door. And then just hearing. That's one of my favourite things, Lou. I really love that about our relationship.
Do you think people who've never listened to the podcast before would listen and just be like, what the fuck are these two talking about?
Yeah, yeah. No, I would recommend if you're just tuning in, go back and listen to the start.
Yeah.
So you can get a bit of context as to why we're such fucking dickheads.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
It's mine.
Okay, go.
Red light, green light. Chucking up some Chrissy Deckies in November. I'm green.
You've done it, senorita.
I've already done it. I sent you photos.
It looks good.
Thank you.
But I'm more of a end of November, 20th, like after my birthday, then it's Chrissy time.
See, I want to treat Christmas like a big fat cow. I want to milk that son bitch as much as I can. You feel me? I want to be up early in the morning. I want to be 3:50 a.m. I'm already milking those little Christmas titties. That's what I want. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm a big Chrissy girl. I'm no Grinch.
Yeah.
I'm no Mr. Grinch.
You are no Grinch.
But for me, Judge, I like to get my birthday out of the way and then the week after we ramp it up for Chrissy.
See, that's quite fun for you.
Yeah.
But I just like, mate, honestly, I fucking love Christmas. Same. I really do.
So fun.
And Steph loves it just as much as me. We've got a big fucking fat inflatable Santa Claus hanging out our window with a fucking surfboard. In my man cave, I've chucked up a Chrissy tree. I've got a little fucking Santa fucker.
Saw that.
In
still
front
got
of
a
it.
Fair few shapes left.
No, well, I've been drilling them, don't you worry.
Not as much as I would.
Lou, if you had seen the size of that fucking wall with shapes before and now to what it is, I've drilled a few shapes. Okay. I've also got my
don't
neon lights in my man cave.
So.
No one's forgetting.
Don't forget if you guys want to see
how many days is it to your birthday? What the fuck?
13.
What the fuck? Shut up, Siri, you fucking
bitch. I don't know who you are.
I don't know. Why am I on your wrist?
So
it's just my Apple Watch.
You guys want to send any presents, just DM
us
for the address.
Be a fucking scumbag.
It's not a scumbag.
It's scummy.
Hey.
That to me is scummy.
What did I get sent? That's my favourite thing in the whole entire world from a bedwetter.
The shirts? Oh, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't go asking. Don't go asking.
I'm just putting out an idea to the universe.
Give me three presents.
That's what it sounds like. You're like, you know what you are?
No, I don't want to know.
You know what you are?
I don't want to know. You I know can see it in your eyes. I don't want to know.
You know what you like?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, now tell me.
No,
I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know.
Ah, oh, fuck yeah.
No, look, I'll go and just fuck myself.
Well,
just
my turn then if you're not going to tell me.
Righto.
Well, you could tell me.
Probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be a cut.
Red light, green light. Getting wasted at family events.
Oh, fucking, what the fuck, dude? Green. If we're going to do this, green. Go back to, honestly, that's why Christmas is one of my favourite days, because I'll be drinking whiskey at 8:30 a.m.
Did Santa drop it off for you?
Yeah, and that's someone will probably give me some alcohol on Christmas as well.
You'd hope so.
You know? It's the best, dude. Getting fucking sideways at a family event.
The best.
What made you think of that?
Well, when I was home in Christchurch on last week? Yeah, last week. It was been a year since, remember, we surprised my mum and dad with my brothers?
Yes.
We all hadn't been home together in like 8 years or whatever. And Chris, Matt and I got wasted that night and got home at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And we were all just giggling and laughing.
That's the
Because we had like family drinks the night before and all mum's friends and stuff. And then everyone potted off and we decided to wrap it up.
Mate, that's the best thing about it. The best thing about back on the farm as well is that now we've got Dad's man cave. Neon sign in at Milo's man cave, sports paraphernalia, darts, pool, fridge, couches, all that shit. So we all just go over there. And the best thing is you can just smoke inside. It's fucking lawless.
Is it in a barn?
It was in an old like garden shed. We turned it into half of it's an apartment. The other half is the man cave. Amazing. It's red hot.
Well, you wouldn't want to be staying in that apartment if everyone's having a good time in the man cave, am I right?
You are actually right, so don't laugh about that. Because people get...
meant to be humour.
Well, we keep people awake and that's not funny.
It wasn't meant to be humour. I just... The laugh was a knee-jerk reaction.
A knee-jerk.
Whatever the fuck that word is.
A knee-jerk.
Yeah.
Reaction.
You are a jerk. Now play me the hotline.
No.
Put your headphones on.
Red light, green light.
Oh.
This one comes in from Big Z. Big Z. Going on a date to an arcade.
Green.
Green.
That's fun. Are you drinking at the arcade?
You can drink at the arcade. Dude, arcades are fun as fuck. Good, wholesome fun.
I'm going to the arcade on Friday night.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Where?
You want to come?
You're
away.
I'm away.
We're going to go to the Moore Park one. We're going to go go-karting.
That's
we're
where
go
I went.
Time zone. We're going to go bowling.
Dude, the time zone
laser is laser tag.
Yeah. With who?
Henry and Matt.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, you could have come, but you're away.
I've got a wedding, mate. Shout out to Big Les.
Big Les.
Gone to Scone for Big Les's wedding.
How do I know Big Les?
From this show.
Because you're also a Big Les.
How do I know Big Les?
He had a TV show. The Big Les show.
Oh, no, yeah, it is.
No, I know someone called Big Les. What does he look like?
Where's a pink
You never remember the blokes you sleep with, what they look like. Now, let's do the hotline.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Hello, Jarchi. Hello, Lulu. Firstly, just wanted to say I love the potty, and I'll keep this under 45 seconds for you, Lou.
Very smart.
Anyway, senoritas, I'm dropping this hotline because it's my birthday on Wednesday. I'm turning 23, which I'm not heaps keen about. And my special birthday request, my one request, is for my hotline to be featured on the potty. So I'm certainly going to hope that this makes the cut. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Keep pissing.
Birthday next Wednesday.
Oh, let me call. Let me prank call about a cake.
Yep.
Okay.
Got me excited. Yeah. Okay. Prank call about a cake.
Okay. Let me get in the mood.
Yeah, what do you have to do to get in the mood?
I don't know.
Let me get in the mood. All right. Got a cake coming on Wednesday. To get a voice call.
Hello, Talia speaking.
Hi, Talia. It's Teresa here from Bluey's Cakes. I was just calling about a birthday cake that's going to be delivered tomorrow to you. And have we got the right address?
Yeah, I think maybe one of my friends might have organised this because I didn't organise one. What company did you say you're from, sorry?
Bluey's.
Okay, awesome. What was the address that you had?
I've got 22 Carton Terrace.
Yeah, that's the one. I can't.
Did you know straight away that it was us?
Yeah, must have.
Darcy and I have quite literally like plotted this all out. Yeah.
Literally, I met her last week and I was like, she's like, please, my birthday. She's like, get Lou to pay me.
Oh, so you guys stitched me up. Did you like 22 Carton Terrace?
That was,
and also Bluey's cakes. I just saw the TV show Bluey's on the TV
screen.
Yeah, I was thinking, fuck, I didn't organise a birthday cake, but I'm going to give Blue this one, won't I?
It wasn't bad for me.
The voice
was okay.
How was the voice, Talia?
It's giving every other time you've tried to do it, frankly, and fail.
That honestly is exactly what I thought. Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, darling.
No, guys, this is the best birthday of my life. For real.
Prank phone call.
And I had a fun time the other night, and I was like, where is Lou right now?
Christchurch.
He's in New Zealand.
Oh, do you know, can I be honest, every time I'm anywhere, the first question is, where's Lou?
Amazing.
Yeah. Aww,
yeah, it doesn't even hurt my feelings. It doesn't even hurt my feelings that much, Talia.
Eat shit.
Happy birthday, darling. I hope it's a fucking ripper.
Yeah, have the best day ever, and I hope that Bluey's cake sends you something
seriously.
To 22 cars.
Yeah, you guys
terrorists.
Have to, like, organise a fucking cake now.
Oh, we will.
Cake.
Fuck, now we have to.
We'll be coming. Happy birthday.
Bye, Senorita.
Take care,
thank you, Senorita.
Bye-bye.
Senorita.
That was good for me. I kept it going.
Hello. It's who, what was your name?
Teresa. I think I said that because she said Talia.
It's Teresa from Bluey's Cake.
I'm like a
22 carton. Now, where'd you get the carton from?
I actually made that one up in my head.
That was good.
Thanks.
22 Carton Street was real life stuff.
Hello, senoritas. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Sounds like speakerphone.
Just want to say, Jarchi, going back through some of the episodes and on your wooden spoon yarn, I fucking agree, mate.
Thanks,
wooden spoons, plastic, fuck. You know what I mean? Paper straws and shit.
Yeah.
Can't do it, mate. Cannot do it. Keep plastic straws in the car at all times. You can order them from Amazon. And,
good to know.
I have gone as far as not eating a soft serve with a wooden spoon. I went to Kmart and fucking bought myself a spoon because it's fucking putrid.
Exactly
anyway,
what I did.
Both of you keep up the good work. Keep pissing,
ciao,
mate. Ciao, ciao. Hooroo.
Hooroo, brother. Ciao, ciao.
Both of you, whatever his name was, you just got to grow up.
Nah. You know what? Well, the thing is, we are grown up. So I'm not going to bow down and do shit I don't want to do anymore.
It's a texture. Just get over it.
It is a texture that I don't quite fancy. Do I? I don't fancy.
You went to bloody Kmart to get a spoon.
I did the same thing.
Eat the soft serve with your fingers, you little rodents.
What a fucking McFlurry.
Yeah, you little grub.
Oh, like that would be a rodent if we were going to
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should just go.
No.
I actually just literally, it was like I was That So Raven, that TV show. I saw myself in the future with a McFlurry with M&M's and caramel sauce on it just going.
Did you?
I think that's me after this. Yeah, I think I saw myself in 10 minutes time.
I am hungry.
Hurry up. I'm a hungry little McFlurry senorita.
Well, maybe I should drive home then if we want to get there quick.
It's a very valid point.
It's honestly. Let's see what this.
Zumba, I want a rumba. A dust gas, fucking let's go. Fucking Chachi and Lou, I love you. Woo!
I feel like I want to prank call him.
Can I just say I wasn't going to allow it because it was clearly in a club and it was clearly on speakerphone, but I think he said ba-bumpf and the energy was there.
He saved himself.
The energy was definitely there.
Not much really audible there. Okay, let's see what we got.
Hello, senoritas. How's it going? It's your fellow bedwetter here, Connor Story. Love you both. I've come up with a fantastic definition. So when Lulu has a bit of her brain fart moment, I've come up with a fantastic definition. Luluism. So when she goes Hufflepuff, we call it a Luluism.
A Luluism.
I know, see what happens there? But no, Luluism. See what happens.
All right,
love you both. Keep winning. Bye, buddy, and love you guys.
Mwah.
It's like he was so...
He so, had a Luism. What does he mean, Luism? Like, is it like
a Luluism? But he was so intent on getting to the next sentence, he just could not finish the first one because he's so intent. A Luluism. So whenever you have your every 30 seconds on this podcast, when you have a brain fart, when you don't know what's going on,
what does it mean? But you're taking so long.
Oh my God. God.
Get to the point.
How do you not fucking get it? This is a Luluism.
Well, just explain it. I'm tired.
Don't
I want to go to sleep.
Change the attitude.
You back your chewed up. You little fat ass senorita. You take that chewed and you back it right up.
So even Luluisms could even be like, I'm going for a Judge. Fucking hell, I'm fucking talking, Lou. I'm explaining it. If you were going in for a colonoscopy, you're going to go, I'm going to go in for a culzy. Luluism. Whenever you can't describe something.
I mean the word ism. I've not figured out what is the actual word.
What do you mean? What? A Luluism. Like a mannerism.
That's
you know?
The word I was looking for. It's the word I'd forgotten what he meant. Well, lucky we're done now because
thank fucking
this
Christ.
Will be a quiet ride home.
It's going to be quiet.
Thank God Alfonso's got a fat ass and a fat speaker and play some fat beats. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll have more Luluisms next week. Mwah, mwah.
What's that? What's an ism?
No need to be mean.
What is that?
That's actually very cruel.
Well, you're pretty and you're very funny.
Thank you.
See you Ben with us.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you.
Don't forget, Hottest 100, Triple J, Nerdy Bra, doing time. Vote, vote, vote. You want to be listening on that hot, hot summer's day with bevvies.
Correct. And also keep pissing.
Please, piss as much as you can.
Honestly, urinate to the point that you don't think you can anymore.
We want as much as you can.
Honestly, just urination. We want Australia to be known as the urination nation. Love you so much. Hooroo. Mwah. Ciao, ciao. Mwah, mwah. Mwah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.